Rod Fletcher. My mother was here for a few weeks prior to her passing away. I'm also an Old Sage Ward councillor for Cheshire East. We're in Old Sage Court, which is a care home in Church Lawton.
It is very obviously now closed down, isn't it?
Closed very recently.
And in part because it couldn't make the money it needed to.
It had a number of empty rooms, and it also had some council-funded customers who weren't really paying enough money to keep this place viable. The council hadn't risen the amount they were paying weekly for a number of years. They increased it last April slightly, but they'd been paying £376 for years.
So are you blaming them or the government?
I'm blaming both Conservatives at government and the Conservatives locally. They're both blaming one another. At the end of the day, it's the Conservative politicians who are at fault for this mess.
Yeah, just come this way.
Down the road from the closed Alsager Court is Chesterton Lodge, a smart new care home. Rob Martin is head of care at Anchor Homes, which runs it.
I think an immediate investment in cash terms from central government is vital at this stage. I firmly believe it's at a crisis point nationally. I feel that the government absolutely needs to bring in a major investment followed by a much more robust plan to tackle the crisis in social care.
And it's not just services for the elderly. Here in East Cheshire, parents and teachers have joined the Tory-run council in protesting about a new national funding formula which will leave schools here getting the lowest basic level of funding in England. The Chancellor's sure to find a little extra money today for his political priorities, but it may be found by making cuts elsewhere, not least because there are early signs that the consumer may be losing a little of their earlier confidence. Sales are already slowing of the so-called white goods, which fill this enormous warehouse in Crewe.
My name's Tony Crystal. I'm the operations director for AO Logistics. We've got microwaves, vacuum cleaners, coffee machines, toasters, cooker hoods, everything really. All this stock here now is being packed and scanned and ready to go on trailers to be loaded out for delivery nationally tomorrow.
Here inside AO's Crewe warehouse, forklift trucks buzz around like tiny insects in a giant hive. It's a reminder of what has kept this economy growing. It is also a reminder, too, that the really big decisions, the ones that will shape the future of the British economy, will not be taken today. They concern what tariffs the goods that arrive here might be charged after we leave the EU, and what limits might be put on some of the European immigrants who work here. Budget day may count, but there will be other, bigger economic days to come.